Hey, guys.
Will Durst here with a few observations on Mitt Romney's sudden campaign shift towards the nebulous. Problem is, the former governor of Massachusetts doesn't have what you might call an actual personality. He's a good-looking blank slate that any philosophy can be projected on. Pinning him down is like trying to staple smoke or gluing jello to a sponge. He epitomizes what Gertrude Stein supposedly said about Oakland. There's no there or there. Romney is Mr. Oakland, the Potemkin candidate, Casper, the friendly Republican. He assumes the convictions of whoever he's photographed with, and now he's hanging out with Donald Trump, which for a politician means you might as well be photographed in whiteface at a clown convention. Donald Trump, a man who is to actual policy what cotton candy is to quantum physics, and proving that he'll say or do anything to get elected, Romney refuses to criticize Trump, even when the reality show host continues to spout further nonsense concerning his birther obsession. When asked why he presses on with this already discredited charge, Trump said, "People on the street tell me not to give up on the issue." Donald, you live in New York City. People in the street also say, "My mother sprouted gills and is made out of polyurethane." The presumptive nominee intends to pick a vice president who can make him look presidential. When you think about it, the Donald is the perfect choice. Next to him, Lou Ferrigno looks presidential. Bozo the clown. Of course, with two successful titans of industry, you could call it the vulture capitalist ticket, or rich and richer. Even George Will would have to admit it would go a long way in nailing down the bloviating ignoramus vote. And can't you just see the bumper stickers? Romney Trump, 2012. We like to fire people.